If you're a member of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, it's critical that RPCRA knows how to get in touch with you with important, often time-sensitive information that you need to stay current in real estate. Today, we're joined by our Director of Membership, Laura Ramos, who explains how to make sure we stay connected. And we bring you that conversation beginning right now.
From the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, this episode is a short takes edition of the Royal Palmcast with your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I'm your host, Jim Sandville, along with Jerry Johnson here in Fort Myers, Florida. We are in the studio of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers. We also have an office in Cape Coral. And Jerry, we're going to have a great guest today. Are you excited?
I am so excited. I love when we have staff, fellow staff on the show with us.
Yeah, I feel like
we're our team.
Yeah, the team members. It's always great to
absolutely
point out some of the great work that they're doing behind the scenes. This is the show where we talk about all things real estate. Today's show is kind of specifically aimed at realtors here in our membership, our 8,000 or so members. So we hope you get some good information out of this. Our guest, Laura Ramos, is going to tell us all about how to keep information up to date. Laura, welcome.
Thank you.
Are you glad to be here?
Always, always glad to be here.
You looked pretty busy earlier this morning. I felt a little guilty yanking you out of your office.
That's okay.
All right. You're a team player. Let the record show, Laura is a team player. All right, Laura, without any further delay, let's talk about what are the best ways or the necessary ways to keep information up to date if you are a member.
So I would say the most important things to keep up to date are going to be your phone number and your email address with us. Your email address is where we're going to send any kind of reminders. You're going to get the member weekly there. You're going to get your bill at the end of the year, your dues renewal there. So if you don't check that email, you don't keep it up to date, if it got hacked and you got a new one and you don't tell us, we have no way of knowing that it's not going to you. So you need to keep that up to date. Your phone number as well. If you get a new phone number, some people move from out of town and then they get a local phone number and they want to use that, then we need to know, because that also feeds it to the MLS. So that's the phone number that people are going to be calling when they want to see the house that you have listed or anything like that. So those are probably the two most important things to keep up to date. The way to do that is to contact our membership department. Those two things need to be put in writing because we can't see them anywhere else, and that's just a request done by you. So we need an email saying, I would like to change my email on file or my phone number on file to XYZ, and that can be sent to membership at rpcra.org. And then once we go ahead and change that, we save that to your file, and the update should take within about 30 minutes. Hmm. There are also things like your license. When your license renews, if you go ahead and get your license renewed and you get your new license issued to you with the new expiration date, just let us know so we can update your record. Otherwise, we have to go through each individual person and check DBPR and see if you've updated it. It would be super helpful if you got it. You can even send us a copy of it. We don't need a copy, but if you get it and you just want to forward it to us, we can see it. We're like, great, thanks. Mm-hmm. So that's you know, something that's super important to keep up to date as well.
Is there any like self-service portal to where they can do that while having go through our membership department, where they can go online and log into something and update their information there?
They can update certain things, but they don't always go everywhere. So someone might update their email address, but then the email address that's connected to NAR is not getting updated. So you've got mismatch information.
So best practices go through the association memberships.
Yeah, because we can guarantee that it's changed in the right spots. Yeah. License information, you can't change yourself. Because if someone just changed their license and said, oh, I renew my license, and then they actually didn't, then that's a problem. So that's the kind of stuff that we have to change ourselves.
Yeah. One of the great services we provide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I once in a while, we'll get emails from members who want to change their email address on our member weekly newsletter, which I'm involved with. But they really need to do a little bit more than that, right?
If they reply to you and say that they want to change it to XYZ, then that that can suffice. We can just take that email and use that. So we can just put that in their file and change it that way.
Gotcha.
As long as they have it somewhere in writing. Some people come in and they want to change it in person. We just have them write it down.
Are there places with Florida Realtors and the National Association of Realtors where realtors will need to update information as well? Or is it all done through us at the local level?
It's mostly done through us. It all feeds to Florida Realtors and NAR.
Okay.
Because we're called the point of entry, so anything that we make changes to typically will flow directly to FR and NAR.
Couldn't be easier.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Are there other kinds of information that you need folks to maintain?
One of the other things that's more in the realm of education is the code of ethics requirement that comes up every couple years. It used to be a quadrennial, so every 4 years, then it went to 2 years, but now they've changed it, so it's 3 years. Can't keep up. But anyway, there's a time frame where a member of NAR is required to take a code of ethics course. And if you're an established member, then you have to remember that, because most new members that come in are required to all new members that come in are required to take an ethics class anyway. So that counts for it. But if you're renewing your license or renewing your membership for, you know, the last 10 years, then you're gonna come into those time frames where you need to take a code of ethics course. So the end of this year is the end of the most recent, can't call it a quadrennial anymore, but time frame. And this is called cycle six. So this is the end of cycle six at the end of this year. So if people haven't done an ethics course, then they need to do that. But they also need to let us know that they've done it. Because that's another thing, like the licenses, we don't necessarily know. And that's another point to make, is DBPR does not report anything to us. So this is kind of jumping topics, but DBPR, when you move, if you change brokers, anything like that, DBPR does not report a single thing to us, because they don't know who's a member where. So if anything gets changed in DBPR, if you move and you need to change your address, they don't tell us. Mm. So it's still up to the member to tell us. So it's always best to just give us a call and make sure that your information is up to date.
Yeah, and we'll walk you through the process and help you check off all those boxes.
Yep.
Are we missing anything, or have we covered it here?
I don't think so. Did I finish my code of ethics thought properly?
I think so.
Let us know when you take code of ethics, please.
But is there a way for if members wanted to check with us to see where they stand with their code of ethics? Like, if we can tell them it's due, or hey, you're past?
They can call us and we can check if we have it on file. If they've done the course through us, which we offer many code of ethics courses that satisfy that requirement. If they do the course through us, then yeah, we can tell them that they're satisfied. If they took a course elsewhere, you know, in a real estate school or something online, and they want to know if we have the information, and we don't, all they have to do is just send us the certificate, and we can go ahead and mark that for them. But they're always welcome to call and just see, you know, do I have to? Most likely you do. And if you haven't already, like I said, then just let us know when you do, and we'll go ahead and mark the requirement for you.
Gotcha. Good. Excellent. Great stuff here, Laura. And how can folks get in touch with the association or with you if they want?
The best way to get in touch with us in terms of the membership department is our membership email, because it is shared by all of our membership staff. So that is membership@rpcra.org. So like I said, if they have anything that they need to change in terms of information, always best to send us an email, because a lot of those things we do need in writing.
Gotcha. Good. All right. Hey, Laura, thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
Always a pleasure to see you in here. Jerry, thank you very much.
No, thank you, Jim. No, I've had a great time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Wow, this is a party. All right, hey, folks, I want to thank you for listening as well. And I want to thank Beata Jones, our CEO, and our staff here at RPCRA for all of their support. If you want to get in touch with us here at the Royal Palmcast, you can do so by sending an email to shows@rpcra.org. We will be happy to hear from you, and we promise we'll get back to you. I'm Jim Sandville, your host, and we thank you for listening. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this Short Takes edition of the Royal Palmcast. For the most current information and updates, stay tuned to our Facebook page and other social media. For our association members, make sure to also look for your member weekly newsletter in your email. Stay connected with RPCRA and stay tuned. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.